we are back hanging out with Davin, Pip Helix, and her hubby, Mr. Helix, which is very formal for them to call each other.
that's my first name.
Mister.
Yeah.
Well, because they didn't want your parents didn't want you being confused.
Not very creative, but you know.
If you were going to change your gender, you'd also have to change your name.
Couldn't have that.
Well,
now.
That's what usually happens.
No, because if you're like a Joe, or like the name Joe, or you know certain names that could go like, I don't know, I can't think of them, but there's certain
Tracy.
Names. Tracy's one. Yeah, there are certain names that could be both.
Oh, like Pat.
Michael.
Pat. Yeah. See. Pat. Right. Okay.
It's yeah.
Pat.
Okay.
And this is my friend.
My life partner.
What was the partner's name?
Might have been Tracy.
Maybe something.
Something
like
that. Anyway.
I forgot.
You guys want to do more family bits?
No, that's from Saturday Night Live.
I know what it's from. Julia Sweeney.
Yeah.
I know.
I couldn't even remember her name. Thank you.
I wasn't going to make that joke. You guys were fine.
This is what goes on at our house all the time.
Yes.
This is the frightening part.
Better that I've never been there.
The truly frightening part that this is not,
and that's just and that's just for what's
act.
For dinner.
Ooh, Dan.
Yeah, that's pretty much
some celery steak.
Oh my God, you made that more unappealing than it is on its own. You really have the ability to turn a penis into an innie.
And then my magic.
It is your magic.
Yes. Well, I used to be the gay maker until I met Mr. Helix.
No, still time.
I'm still working.
Still time.
It's taken an extra long time with this one.
Hey, he's not so quick on the uptake. What do you want me to tell you? Before you, he was banging boulders, so. he's just happy he got a pulse. This is new. Now he's got nothing to say.
No. Afraid.
Speechless.
So let's talk about the mom who lost her kid because she didn't fill out paperwork.
Oh, for God's sake.
What? How bad is this? Now I have to put on my spectacles.
Dude, I'm already there.
Yeah, but you've always been there.
I know, but I have to take them off to read small things. It's ridiculous.
You've always had glasses.
I've always been blind.
Yes.
I've never been able to read, so I don't have to worry about it.
See, he has the advantage. He doesn't know what he's missing.
He has no idea.
Okay. An Oklahoma mom has lost custody. Why are you patting him?
Poor little man.
Again, this goes on all the time.
She has to feel superior to somebody. She won't get that feeling here, I assure you.
No.
You got to raise your sights.
Don't ask for that. One day there might not be a Wendy's salad waiting for you.
He gets burgers. I get the salad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, tell me about this lady. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. An Oklahoma mom has lost custody of her child to her sperm donor after he moved in with her now ex-wife. This actually would be a love fail, but it wouldn't register in what we have.
Wait a minute. Okay, so let's take slowly for the hearing here.
You got two women who are lesbianic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Lesbianic. So the one of the women, they decide they want to have a child.
Yeah.
So one of the women gets impregnated by a sperm donor.
Right. Okay.
So the two women, one of them breaks up. But the mother, well, we'll get into it, but the one who gave birth, the sperm donor moved in with her.
What are the chances of that ever happening?
If they were high, we probably wouldn't be covering it now.
They weren't at that show. No.
I don't even know where he was going.
Oh, well, if you don't know, what chance do I have?
No, you have no chance.
I need a translator.
They weren't at your show in Pennsylvania?
Will Talk.
Yeah.
Wow, callbacks are hard.
This is a tough room here.
Yes, it really is. Wow. I die in it frequently. I don't do any better than any other rooms in this house.
No.
So let's move to the kitchen and see what happens.
Nah, my door will be waiting there to give you a dirty look. Then you really feel like shit.
Oh, then we were all, we all ate our dicks that night.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, what are the odds of that? I mean,
I don't even know why you'd want to. Because not for nothing, the one who gave birth, Pat Ajace, not attractive.
I don't know. She's pretty normal looking.
No, Pat Ajace. Got the short hair, but it's white and glasses.
No, that's not the one.
Yes, that's the one. That's the one who gave birth.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I'm
not the brunette with the long hair.
I'm totally confused, right?
I saw that picture. I was totally going with you.
Oh,
you.
I think it's the other one.
Okay, so we have to just explain to the people who haven't seen.
Explain.
They're the lesbian couple. There's one lady with the short white hair, and there's one lady who has brownish red kind of shoulder length hair, and I expected that it was the younger looking one that was the one that gave birth, but you're saying
no. I think the picture showed the older one and the man together, and I didn't see that.
Oh
yes, you can pull it up while.
Yeah,
while
I'm gonna take a look see because I'm like what.
Chris Williams told KFOR that she was listed on her son's birth certificate as one of his two mothers, and her then wife Rebecca Wilson gave birth in June 2019. However, she was not named on an earlier sperm donor agreement Wilson signed, and never legally adopted the boy to establish parental rights as required by Oklahoma law. The women split when the boy was two, and Wilson moved in with her sperm donor.
Sperm donor.
I'm choking on the sperm donor.
You sure? The donor.
I need to lubricate my throat to get that down.
Yeah, I can help you with that.
Harlan Vaughn, whom she'd first contacted through Just a Baby and a Man, an app for such donations. In court filings, Wilson said she was co-parenting with Vaughn, who appears to have been a donor to at least 13 other babies.
Wow. Get a hobby. Jesus.
Well, yeah.
Why not? You might as well get paid for doing what you love.
Really?
Well, something tells me it's not as erotic as it, all that, but...
No, I thought it was extremely erotic.
No, this is his girlfriend.
The cup?
Yeah.
Oh, big mouth.
Yeah.
On Monday,
Rosie Palm and...
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know why you guys are hate, but anyway, whatever. Hmm? You guys are nasty people.
I know.
Yeah.
On Monday, Oklahoma District Judge Lynn McGuire ruled the sperm donor was the legal parent along with Wilson. I guess I'm still in shock, Williams told the local outlet, maintaining she was still mom to the boy who is not identified. Not really. He's not going to remember your ass. Why? Just why, she asked, saying the ruling brings a lot of anger and emotion on me. Does it make you want to fill out paperwork next time? She also told the 19th how the ruling left her shaking, adding, I mean, pure terror as a queer person to be erased. You're not erased because you're queer.
I was going to say, it has nothing to do with that.
I don't think so either.
No, but it does. It does, though, because if they were in a queer couple, straight people do not have to adopt their own children. It's just a given. If you're in, even if it's an outside sperm donor, if you are the married couple, it is assumed that the child is the product
of
that union.
Why wouldn't it be...
Well, yeah, they still have to adopt. Well, the one who gave birth doesn't have to adopt because she gave birth.
Right, but when you're a married couple and they were legally married, if Mr. Helix and I had a child, God forbid, but if we had a child, nobody's going to say, well, are you the father or is there some sperm donor? They just assume you are the legal parents and you are the legal parents.
Oh, I see what you're
just
saying.
Just by benefit of...
Yeah, well, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
because...
we signed the... birth certificate, but are married?
It's not out of the realm of possibility that, you know, a man and a woman, you know, a traditional couple, whatever you want to call it, need the services of a sperm donor. And if they split up...
They wouldn't have to go through it if they split up. They'd both be assumed to be the parents.
Yeah. We would split custody.
Okay, but you know what?
Sperm donor wouldn't be getting visitation.
You're not the same. I'm sorry.
But they're a married couple.
But it's not in a traditional way. It's a non-traditional... Don't give me that look. It's a non-traditional marriage.
I know, but it's like...
What is non-traditional? If it's legal, if it's a legal marriage, whether it's performed by church or justice of the peace or a lawyer or whatever, it's still legal.
It's a legal marriage, yeah. but to adopt, to have a child in this state, you have to do this step.
I know, but
okay,
that's...
If that's what I was going to say, is this a stipulation that's like only in where was it?
Oklahoma. I'm sure there's
other states like it,
perhaps,
but that it's something that isn't regularly in every state. It's not.
No.
I have to believe she was made aware of this.
She admits that she was.
No,
yeah, okay.
No.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, I'm saying that if the rule was you had to file an adoption paper, it should have been done immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand why she didn't do that.
Because she's lazy. No, I'm seriously. That's what it is.
She didn't state what her reasoning was.
I'm telling you. What, she had to count 50 cent pieces at the supermarket?
Now, if the, you know, it was a man and a woman, not...
Then the man would not have to.
See, I don't understand that. If you have to do it, everybody should have to do it.
That's not the way it works.
Well, I'm just saying it should.
Well, I
don't live in that world.
No, but it should. That's why she's saying it's terrifying to be erased as a queer person.
You know what? But you could have avoided being erased if you would have fucking signed the paperwork.
Right.
You know what? It's terrifying to be as a child to be so unimportant to your mom that she can't sign a piece of paperwork.
I know. But I can
see both sides of the problem.
Well, that's why I bring these up.
Yeah. No, and I know this is very...
But I feel bad, but I don't feel that bad for her. You had to do one thing. It wasn't like you had to save the baby from a burning building. You had to go to the town or wherever and sign some paperwork, and then this isn't an issue.
You would think it would just all be part and parcel with the process.
They know the process. Yeah. They know that they are they have different rights than a man and a woman. So you know that going in. You certainly know when you're trying to adopt a child, you know you're getting looked at twice, you know. She screwed up.
Well, no, it wouldn't have been like an adoption, like, let's go and pick out one from the litter. I mean, it would be like, okay, we have this one in evidence. And so it would just kind of be straightforward, I would imagine. I don't understand why she didn't do this legal bit if there was some sort of thumbing your nose at the law. Well, the law won. I mean,
I don't think she thumbed her nose. She probably just felt, I don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Or I'll get to it later.
Oh, because we're never going to break up because our love will last forever.
And apparently it was a bad breakup if this other woman is
willing to let this happen.
Exactly. Apparently they did not end on good terms.
Mm. Well, I mean, the sperm donor?
That's the part that, like, what are the odds of that? Even with the... a traditional couple, the sperm donor.
They're usually anonymous.
Yeah. How would they even know?
Why would they know who it was?
Yeah, this guy now wants to be the father to this kid.
I'm in love with sample number 137.
I'm in love with all my jizz, so I don't like you mocking it.
Yeah, well, you know what? We mock yours in particular.
Because it swims funny, it's kind of cruel. Let's see if there's anything.
You can't make that stuff up. It's too bizarre.
The judge cited Oklahoma's Uniform Parentage Act does not take into account same-sex marriage. The ruling stated Williams admitted she knew that under Oklahoma law she needed to adopt a minor child to establish parental rights. But Williams chose not to adopt, the ruling said. The reality is that the law provides a legal remedy available to Williams. She knowingly chose not to pursue it. Williams' attorney, Robin Hopkins, plans to appeal what she called the first case of its kind with these facts. Chris is on the birth certificate of this child, and she and Wilson were married, Hopkins stressed, meaning the boy was a child of the marriage. I mean, to me, it's logical. It's black and white, the attorney said, noting it would not have happened to heterosexual couples.
Right.
Right.
Show me where the case law says that gay people have to adopt their own children, Hopkins asked. Vaughn told KFOR he and Wilson remain focused exclusively on our child's protection and well-being. We are grateful to the court's validation. Wilson's attorney declined comment. ACLU of Oklahoma said it will step in if it makes it to the appellate court. And the concern is if Chris loses, that going to set some pretty bad precedent in the state of Oklahoma. You know what? I feel bad for her. But again, the law is the law. You got one thing to do. I know it's an extra step that other people don't have to do. So the remedy is change the law.
Yes.
Right. But in lieu of that, which you can't do really that quickly, just sign the paper.
Right.
Yeah.
If you want to make this your – if you want to die on this hill, then do the paper – then start the ball rolling to go, this is unfair. Get the ACLU involved then.
Right.
Don't play Russian roulette with your kid and then cry when, you know, Mr. Hey, I got a cock in my hand and a jizz in my cup shows up. What? That's my band name.
Is that
a little wordy.
Good to the last drop.
Yes.
No, you know – bottom line is, yes, I agree that you have to go with the law. If it's the law,
fight against it. But
you can
damn.
Fight to change it, but it's a little too late.
I feel bad for this woman.
The weird thing for me is that the sperm donor is recognized as the legal parent. I mean, this guy's he's got 13 of them, and he shows up. He wasn't there for the first 2 years, and now he's dad. He wasn't on the birth certificate.
Right.
That's crap.
That
to me is the weird. Like, if you would have told me, well, the boy just has a mom for now, and the sperm donor wants to legally die, that would be interesting too. But now that he's showing up 2 years later, it just seems I think he's getting rights that he shouldn't necessarily have.
Exactly. I mean, you know what? It's
or getting selective rights. If this one kid is his, then he's got 12 others. He's got to pay
fair argument.
Pay child support for.
Yeah.
If in fact those couples break up, and I'm sure then all gay couples, anybody. But
I don't think they're all gay couples.
I doubt that.
I don't think that's his niche.
No,
I come for the gay. Yeah.
Again, I don't. Just the fact that this, you know, what are the odds of this all happening? It's.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's not like the gay inseminator, you know,
and they
comfort your children when you break up.
Well,
like,
so what if
hell?
He is the gay inseminator? It's like, what are the odds he's going to fall,
by the way,
you know, and get into a relationship with one of the, you know.
The gay inseminator was the worst of the Terminator films, just so you know. I don't think Schwarzenegger is fully into it, to be honest with you.
You know what? He was into it for about 3 minutes, and then he kind of lost interest.
Like this is not a Latina housekeeper. I'm not believing he's going to terminate this.
Dude,
what? No,
okay. No, I know. Yeah.
The That's gay, the gay and seven. Are you not pregnant?
Are you not inseminated? Yes, you have been.
I think the court did the right thing in regards to the woman.
Yeah.
I'm still puzzled by this guy's daddy now.
I don't. Well, I mean.
Yeah, would he be considered the dad if they hadn't, you know, hooked up?
Like, he's the biological dad, but I don't see why he gets parental rights.
Well, you know what the thing is?
Because the contract with him was not to be involved. Just,
exactly.
You know, give me your jizz and hit the bricks.
Right. I can't tell you how many times I've had that same conversation.
I know.
Give me your jizz and hit the bricks.
I get
but
that
don't
a lot.
Hit the bricks with your jizz because somebody's going to slip.
The song is backwards. Jack off and hit the road.
That was the original one. Wasn't as catchy.
No. It kind of like ends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know what's really weird is that most of the time, these kind of arrangements, you know, they're done through some kind of clinic or something, and it's supposed to be anonymous.
Well, like, this was done through an app, dear. So
I'm sure. It was done through an app, and I guess it was just like, well, do you want peekaboo? Do you want to know who it was? You know,
you're trying to find out who your mom and dad are, and an advertisement pops up because you didn't pay for the ads-free version of the app.
Well, that adds a little bit more strangeness to it, too.
Yeah, there's an app.
Can you imagine? Yeah. There's an app for everything. Can you imagine? We're going to find out how we're going to get our kid by an app.
Yeah.
But first, Candy Crush.
What a baby. There's an app for that.
There is.
There is. God. But, you know, I mean, throughout time, it's always been that when there was a marriage, it was presumed that the child was of that union, whether it was or it wasn't, just because society would go into chaos if there was always this questioning the parentage of the child, you know. And so they just always assumed it was, you know, fruit of the marriage legally.
See, I don't assume that at all. I always assume when I see a child with parents that the child has been kidnapped, and I immediately call the police on them because I want to be safe than sorry.
I always assume that it's Arnold Schwarzenegger's offspring.
Could be.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. This was Pip's blog, so I'll read the facts, and Pip can give her nuanced take on this. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' administration has filed a complaint against an Orlando foundation over a drag holiday event it hosted in which minors were allowed to attend the show. The complaint, which was filed Friday, alleges that the Orlando Philharmonic Plaza Foundation violated state law in allowing for a person to commit lewd or lascivious exhibition in the presence of an individual who is less than 16 years old. That'd be great, sweet 16. Couple drag queens popping out of a cake.
would work for me.
It states that the foundation hosted a show called A Drag Queen Christmas on December 28th and sold alcoholic drinks during it. The complaint, which the Florida-based news outlet The Floridian published a copy of online, said that the foundation used Christmas-themed promotional materials that did not give advance notice of the sexuality, explicit nature of the show's contents. The material said all ages were welcome. The state's Division of Alcoholic Beverage and Tobacco under the Department of Business and Professional Regulation filed the complaint in its capacity as a regulator of alcohol. It is attempting to revoke the foundation's liquor license for six alleged counts of violating Florida statutes. The complaint states that the division sent the foundation a letter ahead of the show saying sexually explicit drag show performances constitute public nuisances, lewd activity, and disorderly conduct when minors are in attendance, and the foundation's license could be subject to penalties if it did not ensure minors could not attend the event. The division alleges the foundation responded to the letter by placing a notice at the entrance of the venue that said the show might not be appropriate for people under 18, but it is not restricted. It said children appearing to be younger than six attended the show. The department announced in late December that it was investigating the show after it received multiple complaints about a December 26th performance. DeSantis previously filed a complaint against the Miami restaurant in July, alleging that it violated a public decency law in allowing children to attend a drag show. He's been among the most prominent voices of criticizing children being able to attend the shows, accusing them of trying to sexualize youth. Leave that to the priests, you sons of bitches. The foundation's board of directors released a statement saying the venue seeks to be a welcoming and inclusive establishment that operates in good faith and compliance with all applicable laws, except the ones we don't want to apply. That includes respecting the rights of parents to decide what content is or is not appropriate for their own children. We have just been made aware of this administrative complaint and are working with our legal team to evaluate and respond appropriately. Pip, you have the mic.
Well, you know, my knee-jerk reaction when I heard about this was, friggin' DeSantis. You know, they're always gay bashing. They're always going after. Now this is their new hot thing. You know, forget Tickle Me Elmo. They're going after drag shows and, you know, the drag, you know, children's reading a book hour and stuff.
Drag Queen Story Hour?
Drag Queen Story Hour. It's like, oh, calm down. But then I read the rest of the article and it was a little more nuanced than that because, you know, I know that this is a hot button issue. They're going after the drag shows because that they think that they're indecent and everything. And I've been to drag shows and some of them have been mildly naughty and some of them have been like, I'm sitting there clutching the pearls myself. Like, holy crap. That's so vulgar. Oh my God. So, I think that, you know, they're going after the Philharmonic. They're saying you set up this drag show. They wanted to condemn this to start with. But where these people who knew that they're under the gun really dropped the ball is where they didn't tell the people that were coming to the show what was in the show. They said, oh, it's all ages. It's all inclusive. Now, it's not, you know, they're going after their liquor license. It wasn't about that liquor was served at this venue because you go to a ball game, you go to Broadway, you go to a lot of different events. Liquor is served to the adults. They check, and there are children there, and that's not the issue. The issue is what the content of the show was. And they didn't tell people what really was going to go on in this holiday show for all ages. And then they got there and there's a sign saying, you know, this might not be appropriate for 18-year-olds. Well, now if I'm a mom, I'm pissed. I get there. I got my kids with me. They're all excited about the holiday show they're going to go to. And now I'm seeing the sign saying this might not be appropriate. And I'm like, I'm at the door. I already paid. I got the kids all excited. And hold the phone. What's going on? So then they get in the show. And the show apparently was showing like fake, but showing like, faux genitalia. And they're singing all kinds of like holiday songs, but they've changed them to like Rudolph the Red Nippled Reindeer, like this kind of stuff that's like wow that it. And they're, you know, they're acting out sex acts and things, and I'm like, this isn't like Children's Story Hour, this is like adult entertainment. And now you've got kids in there. I would not be pleased. And I think that they did themselves a tremendous disservice because they know that the far right is coming for them. They know that they're under attack. And then they go and pull this crap and say, oh, we want to be inclusive. Let your kids in. I'm not a parent, but if I were a parent and you're telling me, well, it's up to me to make up my mind if I think the kids should be in there or not, I have no idea what's going to happen. It's too late once you're in there. And the kids are seeing, you know, reindeer banging and Santa, you know, sucking off elves or whatever the hell went on here.
Now I want to go.
Now I'm interested. But I don't want to be holding the eyes of these kids and going, holy crap, what have I done? And I got my neighbor's kids here. We thought it was going to be a fun event. Holy shit. No, this was bad.
No, I think you're right. They shot themselves in the foot with that. Like you said, they know they're out to get them.
Yeah.
And so just make it, you know, 21 and over.
Right.
Done.
Yeah. I can't believe that they said, well, we
don't have that, you know.
Don't have it that dirty.
Yeah.
If you're going to have kids in there, you really got to bundle that up.
But I do have, well, I don't think it would have been appropriate either. Let's say it was just real females or not a drag show,
mm-hmm.
or just a, you know, a straight show doing the same. If there would have been as much of a hue and cry about it, or if it's, oh, it's the gay thing, we're going to have to make a big stink about it.
But what happens? So say they advertise it properly, which was really the big mistake, that they did not advertise
it
properly.
We all agree there.
But what happens? You can't, listen, the parents are known. Then I don't see a problem with bringing your kid. I mean, I wouldn't bring my kid, but listen, if somebody wants to, I don't see how that's damaging a kid. It wouldn't be my choice.
If it's
advertised, there's going to be dueling dildos, you know, here's some of the songs, this is what it is, but your kid can come.
I
think they should have been, like I said, either 18 and older, 21, just to be on the safe side.
I think that.
Legal
drinking age.
But this is a state that prides itself on parental choice. That's what we hear about.
Well, there's the rub. They're
all about, we're parents.
Not for nothing, the party that screams about, you know, government overreach, this is like the most blatant case of government overreach.
I talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
So here's my thing. I think the place is wrong. I think they, you know, people complain they should be up for fines. I don't need the state getting involved, though.
Taking away their liquor license because of this one show, they made a mistake. I think it was a rather egregious mistake to allow children into this performance. But taking away their liquor license because of this one show?
Which makes no sense either, because the state makes revenue off the sale of alcohol.
Yeah,
they make money.
And liquor licenses are expensive.
Yes.
Where does that money go to? The state?
Well, I think that's where the whole drag queen thing comes in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
That's where they want to go.
There wouldn't have been so much of a stink if it had just been a bawdy burlesque show. Or,
right.
You know, like a
right.
striptease type show.
No, they're coming down really hard on them because they're queer. That's what it
exactly.
is about.
It's obvious.
Yeah.
Obvious.
Well, I can make the other argument. They've also shown they can't be trusted to use good sense. You could certainly make that argument. I mean, I show up the day of and now you're telling me what's going on?
That's what we're saying, yeah.
Yeah.
I think if it had been just a burlesque show, it would have been advertised as such, and it would have been an age restriction or a warning put out beforehand.
You can make the case the state is trying to protect parents and children. That's fine. But don't argue parental choice in the next breath.
No.
Well, that's the hypocrisy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Right.
No, listen, you know, if it was a burlesque show and we're telling you there's going to be boobies akimbo, you know, it's like, do you really want your kids there?
Listen, but here's the thing. Plenty of parents don't care, which is fine.
Yeah, I know.
But
this is Florida we're talking
about.
No,
anywhere. So. But it affects other people's enjoyment of the show.
I'm sitting there next to a six-year-old.
Like, yeah, like you feel bad laughing at shit.
Oh, yeah, I have to go home and take a shower now.
Yeah. So that's...
Yeah.
Listen, this place screwed up. I could make the argument that the place should go out of business. You screw it up this bad.
Yeah.
They screwed it up on many levels.
Yeah.
And they were warned. The state did warn them. Listen, just so you know, this is violation.
We do not approve.
and you need to do this, that, and the other. Yep. And they thought, you know, a little sign on the door the day of. So I can make the argument they don't deserve to be in business.
I don't know. The whole Orlando Philharmonic.
No, but the Orlando Philharmonic's fine. They're not going out of business. The venue will.
Well, I know. But it's like, I don't know about taking the whole venue out.
You can make the argument. You can make, if you're this bad at your job, maybe you shouldn't have your job.
I think that there should definitely be fines. There should definitely be some talk about who the board of directors is of this particular venue, because they've made some bad choices. You know, whoever is in charge of booking the shows or the groups that put on the shows and produce them. Yeah, you got big problems here. Because it irritates me.
Maybe I'm wrong, but.
You're wrong.
Thank you.
Glad she said it.
The producers of the show aren't necessarily in charge of the venue itself.
No. But the producers of this particular show, they should be ashamed of themselves because of, you know.
Oh, no argument there. I'm saying, why are you punishing the venue that is, you know, open to basically for hire to anybody who wants to, it would appear, to put on some sort of production, you know.
Because it behooves them to vet these groups.
Yeah, you're responsible.
Especially since they have a liquor license involved.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, that's your responsibility. You need to know what's going on. You're sponsoring it. You're promoting. You're making money off of it. You need to know what's going on.
Yeah, you can't just have anybody in there. Especially because of the almighty liquor license, because that is something people covet. And once lost, really hard to get
back.
Let's
be honest. If this wasn't fucking DeSantis and how much the three of us are not fans of his, we'd probably be way more on the side of this place being penalized and the state intervening and everything. But it's just, we know DeSantis likes to wage these cultural wars.
Yeah, an ulterior motive.
Right, like if this happened in Rhode Island and the governor of Rhode Island came out, we might be like, all right, that may, you know, it wouldn't even be a story, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree. It's where it happened as much as what happened.
It's loaded because of who it is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm so disappointed because it's like, you know, when you are fighting a war, a culture war, you have to be careful about things like this. You just can't say, you know what, fuck them, we're going to do what we want. No.
Don't give them the ammo.
Don't give them the ammo. Crazy.
They're waiting for it. They're looking for it.
Over there? I've never used this microphone before, but it's working. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay. It's fine. I'm like,
it was on the whole time.
Devin's got a new toy.
Yeah. All right. So, all right. Let's pick up some spirits and do some Nazi news. Have you ever heard our Nazi theme?
No.
No.
I don't believe I have.
No. Strap in.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
I recognize that voice.
Yeah, of course you do. Heavy metal band Pantera. Ever see Pantera?
I never saw them, no. I
saw Pantera. Opening for Skid Row, probably in the late 80s, in a parking lot at the Meadowlands.
Wow.
In a parking lot?
Yeah, they did some outdoor concerts at the parking lot.
Oh, that's so weird.
Mm.
Jersey.
Yeah.
Heavy metal band Pantera has had three shows canceled from their forthcoming reunion tour following the controversy over a 2016 incident involving singer Phil Anselmo. The shows were dropped from the lineups of Germany's Rock Am Ring. Ring and Rock. I am the park. I don't know what the fuck.
I could not read that in English.
No. festivals earlier this week, as well as a show in Vienna due to public backlash over a seemingly racist gesture Anselmo made 6 years ago. The frontman reportedly made a Nazi salute and shouted "White Power," as one is wont to do, at a concert, an act that has now cost the band several highly anticipated tour dates following the 20-year hiatus. The promoter of the festival cited public backlash as the reason for dropping the band, saying the decision was made due to intensive conversation with artists, our partners, and you, the festival fans. The promoter for the Austrian show did not provide a clear reason for the cancellation, just kind of went, nodded the head at a picture of Phil Anselmo, writing only that refunds would be available for ticket holders.
So let me
find, because I have the apology. So let's hear his apology. Apologize.
This is the singer apologizing.
Hey, Chad Somo here, and I'm here to basically respond to all the heat I've been getting that I deserve completely. I was at the Dime Bash, and it was extremely late at night. There was heavy-duty talk between myself and those who love Dime, and heavy emotions were flowing. Jokes were made backstage that transpired upon the stage, and it was ugly. It was uncalled for. And anyone who knows me and my true nature knows that I don't believe in any of that. I don't want to be part of any group. I'm an individual, and I am 1,000% apologetic to anyone that took offense to what I said, because you should have taken offense to what I said. And I am so sorry. And I hope you just, man, give me another chance to I love all of you. Anyone who's met me, anyone who knows me knows it. I love all of you. But
ironic that the front man of a group doesn't want to be part of a group.
Maybe not that group.
Listen, I mean, I feel like the apology was sincere. I feel like you did some shit that people aren't going to want you around.
Especially in Germany, maybe they...
And Vienna?
Yeah, they're not really... Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, some of them are. But the official stance is, we don't really like that
more. I think the Philharmonic in Florida would have him play. You know?
They got some drag queens that want to get a hold of him.
Yeah.
Oh, they get a hold of him, all right.
I mean, listen, I feel like the venues have the right to cancel him. And I feel like he's sincere. I don't understand how joking around and just some huddle of who's turn into white power and a Nazi salute. Have you ever had a good time? You know, maybe tickling, tell him some riddles, some jokes, and all of a sudden shouted, "White power!"
Throw a few Heil Hitlers up, man. Yeah, no, never happened.
I might have yelled it in the laundromat, but I meant powder.
maybe that's what that woman was saying. We'll talk.
White powder.
White powder. She was sniffing.
No, I definitely would have heard. If they said white power, I would have understood the first time. I assure you, my ears are attuned.
Yeah, maybe it was about bleach.
I've done enough white powder, not very much white power.
It was about bleach.
So white, we cool.
White's power.
We cool with this guy losing his gig?
Unfortunately, you got to live with what you did, you know? Sorry.
You kind of reap what you sow in that kind of situation. I do feel like his apology was real, but it's like, this is the apology of somebody he really effed up, and now they're feeling the burn from what they did. And he's sorry, but you know what? You still did it. Like, where did that come from? You're having some deep talk backstage, and all of a sudden that filters out to white power on the stage. What the hell?
Yeah, no, that... I'm sure he's sorry he said it.
Yeah.
And maybe not just because he's losing, you know, a lot of money, you know, from playing the shows.
Yeah.
But the festivals and the promoters, they got every right to say... No, we don't want you here. They shouldn't have signed him up in the first place. Actually, if they were, unless they found out about it later. But
I think they did.
But this happened in 2016.
Yeah.
It's been probably common knowledge for quite a while.
Yeah, and you know what? Money's money. So if they figured they could sell the tickets, they were going to sell them. But once they got blowback, they're like, oh, we can't do that.
Yeah, well, nobody's ever accused a promoter of being on the up and up either, I suppose. But
they are upstanding citizens. What the hell are you talking about?
That's right.
All right, let's do some Black History Month. And it seems like this is an annual bit. Problems with the menu on Black History Month. So I'll play the story, and then we can discuss.
Bucket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Shame, shame, shame.
School of Fool.
A
food vendor in Rockland County now apologizing for what it calls an unintentionally insensitive decision on the first day of Black History Month. It offered students at Nyack Middle School a hot lunch comprising of chicken and waffles with watermelon for dessert. The dish playing into cultural stereotype. The school principal says the menu was changed without the school's knowledge. Eyewitness News reporter Crystal Cranmore with more from Nyack.
Community members are fired up after students at Nyack Middle School in Rockland County were served chicken, waffles, and watermelon for lunch on February 1st, the start of Black History Month.
I was very confused because watermelon isn't really in the season.
Honor Santiago immediately told her mom when she got home, both outraged by the message they say it sends to its African-American students.
Just making, like, the kids, like, feel bad, especially, like, the kids that are my color.
The local NAACP also speaking out.
The chicken and waffles and watermelon is a stereotype to Black folks, African Americans, because that's what they think that we like or what we eat all the time.
According to the school district, an outside vendor, Aramark, planned to serve Philly cheesesteaks as seen on this February menu posted on the school's website. An earlier version of the menu posted in January did have chicken and waffles, but banana as a dessert for February 1st. District officials blame a change in Aramark leadership for the mix-up. The middle school sent a letter to parents saying, in part, "We're extremely disappointed by this regrettable situation and apologize to the entire Nyack community for the cultural insensitivity displayed by our food service provider."
We have met with Aramark. One of the things that I'm personally encouraged about is that they have expressed an interest in working and participating in the equity training work that we do in the Nyack schools.
Aramark released a statement saying, in part, "We apologize for the unintentional insensitivity shown on February 1st, the first day of Black History Month. While our menu was not intended as a cultural meal, we acknowledge that the timing was inappropriate and our team should have been more thoughtful in its service." We're told Aramark posts the menus directly on the district's website. District officials telling me they don't typically scrutinize the menus, but going forward, they will.
Yeah, they will.
So, NYU severed ties with Aramark in 2018 after it served students ribs, collard greens, and Kool-Aid during Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. First of all, and I've said that this is always my thing. These things that they're saying, delicious. Everybody loves that. You know what? You go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, you're going to see Black people. You're going to see white people there, too.
Yes, because everybody has good food.
And can we with the watermelon, the switch, if they would have left banana on there, I guarantee you people would have been upset by that.
Yes.
So yeah. Either way, the fruit choice.
Not good.
But yeah.
But watermelon is worse.
So is this meal, I don't know about that. Is this meal acceptable on January 31st?
You know what? I think it was so pointedly the first day of Black History Month. Now, if you read...
You got to go out of your way to get watermelon in January, okay?
You do. That was really, really going...
I doubt it was fresh.
That's what tipped it for me. It's like, wait a minute. This is totally out of season. Mm-hmm. You did this with intentionally. For whatever reason, one can only guess... But you just don't go there. Oh yeah, we got a whole bunch, watermelon. You go out and
no,
it's not available in the winter.
It's not a winter thing. Yeah. And wait, further into,
unless you import it from somewhere, at great expense,
right?
Why
would you do that?
Unless you wanted to
drive home a point.
Yeah,
because we know they're racist. Point. No, it's not this time of year. It's not. Trust me, it's not. I stupidly got a watermelon smoothie from a new burrito place that I love, and that was not good. Yes.
You racist bitch.
That was not good. Yeah, see, I can't help myself. Living up to my title as the most racist person on the show.
True.
Further on in the article, it says that the people who decided the menu were two people in charge of deciding this menu. What do you say, Dumb and Dumber, or, Beavis and Butthead, or sitting there going, you know what would be funny? If we did this. I mean, both people were fired over this. But it's like, what do you say that there were two knuckleheads?
Well, they were fired after the fact.
After the fact. But I'm like, they were sitting there going, wouldn't this be funny?
If I was, like, in, a lower, just employee who was there. And they say, here, you got to serve. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
I'm not doing this.
Right.
This is bullshit.
Right. But the two idiots that chose this
I'm calling out
that
sick
guy.
That day. You know, do whatever you want, but I'm not going to be a part of this because it's blatantly racist. It's stupid.
I will not be part of the riot that day. Thank you very much.
All right, but you know what?
There was no mistake.
Why is this racist, but on St. Patrick's Day in school, they might have corned beef and cabbage?
Because that's a traditional meal.
This is traditional and delicious. This is a better meal than corned beef and cabbage.
No.
I will gladly take chicken and waffles and watermelon over your fashtunka. First of all, the Irish can't even make corned beef. You should stop already. you're embarrassing yourselves with it. It's racist to assume that Irish people are so bad at cooking. That's what's racist to assume.
No, that's real.
All right. Well, then fine.
No.
And black people like chicken and waffles, as do white people. It is delicious.
The chicken and waffles would not be so much. Of a thing.
It was the watermelon.
It was the watermelon for me.
If they left the banana, there would have been a problem.
Still a problem.
Yeah, they had to come with apple. You have to come
with
apple.
Apple.
Just go
or
with
oranges.
An apple. Yeah.
Mandarin slices would have been fine.
Yeah.
No, they went for it hard. But the thing is,
that's when I was like, all right, well, that's I said it's a little weird, but okay.
Yeah.
And then hit the watermelon and said, nope.
Nope, nope, nope. And you know what? The thing is that watermelon has traditionally been used as a trope to make fun of black people. And it's been like that since the Civil War.
So if they serve the same exact meal in June, is it a problem?
No. No, I don't think it is a problem. It's not a problem. But so pointedly, to get an out-of-season fruit just to hit home the first day of Black History Month, oh, yes.
So if it's the middle of Black History Month, it's okay?
I would avoid that the whole
year. Yeah, I think if we have it in the middle of Black History Month, it still is a topic.
How about instead of making cuisine the tribute to Black History Month, how about bring up the subject of the leaders who made change, who led, you know.
I'll tell you why. Because Martin Luther King Jr. is not tasty on a menu. That's why. This is a food service.
Well, you've got a point, but how about just serve food and keep that.
All right, let me ask you this. On first day of Black History Month, we're only serving chocolate milk. Do we have a problem now?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know where it's.
But so why would you do that?
Because it's delicious. Yeah. What happens if you serve chicken and no waffles? I bet it's still a problem. If
no,
I count,
no, no.
Fry, if I give you fried chicken, watermelon, no waffles.
No, the watermelon seals the.
What happens if I serve you a tuna fish sandwich?
Okay.
And watermelon.
Watermelon in February is the problem.
Okay, so that's what it comes down to. It's not the chicken and waffles. It's the watermelon.
It's the timing and the watermelon in January or
February.
February.
What a racist doesn't even know when Black History Month is.
Well, you said January 31st, so I mean, whatever.
Listen, you're a racist. Just admit it.
Okay, but
no, that's still my title.
I didn't say he's the most racist. I said he's a racist.
No,
you stand out.
Don't you put him in my category?
No,
I earned this.
No, you stand out. You're exceptional.
Thank you.
And the most.
Thank you.
The point being, how about just go with hot dogs and hamburgers and leave the tribute to what it's really about.
I have 20 some odd days I have to feed these kids. I can't give them anything to
I can't give them anything that's not racist during this 28 days. I can't figure out how not to put watermelon in my menu.
I don't think food should be racist. Like if during Hanukkah, if you serve latkes, I say thank you.
No. But to take your point, to be honest about it,
happens if they serve guilt? Jews are known for liking money. Oh, the chocolate covered money, that makes it okay.
It's like the corned beef and cabbage. That's a traditional meal, but nobody was made fun of for it.
They can't serve the kids Guinness, dear. That's really what you're known for.
We're gonna have beer flavored sandwiches for the kids on St. Patrick's
Beer dipped onion rings.
It's the whiskey in the Guinness Chaser. That's
a problem. But we're just going to give you potatoes, just potatoes, and they're half rotten and they're from the field. Happy famine.
What happens if in gym class on St. Patrick's Day, we do dizzy bat races. That's the way you guys usually leave a bar anyway. I mean, can we do that?
Sure.
Dizzy bat races.
Yeah, but we're not going to have cotton picking exercises in gym class.
No, that's too far, because that's a negative thing.
Dip. And you don't think that the bringing out the watermelon was
no, because it's delicious. I said time and time.
Not
listen,
in February.
Listen,
it's
listen.
Not.
If you told me black people are known for eating turd sandwiches and nobody likes turd sandwiches,
a what?
A turd sandwich. It's oh. Two pieces of bread with a slice of turd in the middle.
They said turned sandwiches. I'm like, turned into what?
No, no. These are fresh turd sandwiches. They haven't turned yet. It's still steaming, dear.
Steaming divot.
But if you told me the stereotype for black people is they like turd sandwiches and nobody likes turd sandwiches and we're serving turd sandwiches, I go, that's a problem. You give me chicken and waffles, I go, thank you.
Chicken and waffles, okay, edgy. But the watermelon.
I like an edgy menu.
The goddamn watermelon.
What happens if it's a seedless watermelon?
No, watermelon at all.
What happens if it's a cantaloupe?
That would be fine.
Cantaloupe
is fine.
The one specific
cantaloupe is not a racist trope. Oh, I made a rhyme. Watermelon.
Probably one that's never been done before.
Nobody's ever said that before.
I hope not.
But I'm going to get that as a bumper sticker. But watermelon, damn it. That was, you know, that's a bridge too far, sir.
It's a problem that the kids felt bad. The kids feel bad. Then
they
the,
did feel bad.
That's a problem. That's
yeah.
The problem.
No, that was a terrible thing to
but
do.
But somebody needs to tell these kids, and I guess I have to be the one. Give me your black children. I will explain to you. Kids, it's delicious. That we all love this stuff. And if we don't love it, shame on us. We're the problem.
They know. They know that watermelon is out of season, too. Did you hear that, girl? She knows.
Yeah.
She knows. She felt it.
Yeah, somebody told her.
No.
I think she's a crisis actor.
No, this no.
I think this is crisis acting racism.
This is NIAC, New York. No.
Yeah, nothing good comes from there.
No, they know. They know what's going on.
Yeah, they do.
Apparently not, because they've been fired by NYU and now.
Well, they,
not NIAC, no. the food service.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they're probably done with the shenanigans. Every February they go, oh, Jesus Christ, what are they going to do?
Never been a fan of NIAC. Always a problem. The NIACites. The NIACnese?
Oh, yeah, don't get me going on that, but I'm just saying.
Yes, I'd love for a 45-minute rant on NIAC.
NIAC is where we met. It's a
see?
Good place.
Hey, so he has a reason to be pissed
off. I know. That's why he has a deep-seated anger about
I don't blame him. See, that's not a stereotype. There's a real reason for his hatred.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. My point being is that NIAC, they know when something's being.
You know what NIAC's known for? Bad menu planning?
That yeah.
And kid touching theaters.
Oh, jeez.
I missed that one.
Where he's talking about my old friend. That's what he's.
You didn't miss it after all, did you?
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh God.
You know what they should? The Amarak should have apologized to the kids and take them to that theater. Then they would see what real trauma is. Watermelon's not so bad now that the creepy director's diddling, is it? No! Give me more watermelon, please! Oh. It's all perspective.
These are their only choices?
That's the problem with not just kids, but with society. We have no perspective. We think everything is the biggest shonda, the biggest trauma. But you know what? All of a sudden, chicken waffles and watermelon isn't so bad.
Actually,
when the owner of the theater is diddling you inappropriately. Not that there's an appropriate diddle.
There's not an appropriate diddle. But, and yes, you know what? All of a sudden, that lunch seems like fabulous fare.
But you know, when the old hag is diddling me, all of a sudden, I'm not so upset about watermelon. I'm just saying.
God.
What?
God.
I make sense of a complicated world.
Yes, strangely and scarily. Yes.
Your husband is silenced.
Do you see?
I'm still trying to get, you know, oh, it made pretzel logic sense, but, you know, it's all twisted.
No, it makes completely sense. Yeah, yes, this sense. Is bad, but what would be worse is...
Do you understand?
Well, you know, it could be bad, but a nuclear bomb going off would be worse. So
yeah, so you understand.
It's not about it's perspective.
It's perspective. Yeah. Listen, as long as you remember everything can always be worse, you'll have a good day. I inspire people.
I feel enlightened.
You're welcome. Free of charge.
Do you see why I'm exhausted? We'll talk.
We'll talk.
Now I feel shaken.
We'll talk.
See why I'm exhausted at the end of the show?
Exhausted? You don't even leave your house. What are you talking about?
I'm exhausted.
From what?
From this show. The battles.
Because you learn. Because you learn. Yes, the logic, which is so absent from your life, that I provide.
The axons are firing constantly, trying to keep up with the nonsense.
Listen, I know I'm dealing with the slower class.
The logic is like spin art. You know, that's
the logic is clear. A to B. Things are shitty. They could be shittier. So hence, not as shitty as I thought originally thought.
Well, they could be less shitty too, though.
No, that's not an option.
That's not.
You see, it's a matter of degree.
Because if I'm making, you know what happens if I make things less shitty? I'm making something shitty for somebody else. Now two men have lost a job. Where if I just would have said, well, this sucks, but it could have been worse, these two fine men would have had a job until next Black History Month. When they probably did it again.
When it's like, no collard greens, damn it.
But, you know, you said that this, the services, Aramac, they did it before, too. What?
Listen, it's so hard in this line of work to get a calling card, to be known for something, to stand out. That's what they're doing.
Racist luncheon service.
Luncheon service. You're putting racism on our luncheon service.
Oh, no. They're putting the racism on all by themselves.
I'm giving you wholesome food.
No. Couldn't they pull out some goddamn mac and cheese? I mean, why did it
Because they
would have
complained, what, you think we're all poor? That's all we can afford? Kraft macaroni and cheese?
No,
you give me any food and I'll show you how it can offend somebody.
Mac and cheese is delicious. So and is it would have been fine.
So is chicken and waffles.
Yes, but there's goddamn watermelons following it up.
Watermelon, delicious. You find me a kid who doesn't like watermelon.
You're taking it out of context.
I'm just saying you give me any food and I will make it positive. That's all I'm saying. There's not a negative food out there.
No, it's not.
No,
the
because
food
not
in and of
no
itself.
Food is a pretty that's worse. That's a negative.
Yeah, no food.
No
is
food
worse.
Is negative.
Thank you. That's my point. Let's move on.
See,
see, you got there.
But that's extreme. But
you got there though. You got there. No food in itself is negative. Right. You know the people who don't have any food, they would love some watermelon. They don't give a shit what month it is. So it could be worse. People are starving. Don't shake your head. You know it's true. People are starving. They're, please, I know I'm black, but I haven't had anything to eat, and I don't know why I have this accent, but please, give me the watermelon.
Where did that come from?
Yeah. I don't know, but I know, for the love of God, don't get a watermelon smoothie during February. Don't.
Well, why
do
would
it.
I get it at a burrito joint? That's just stupid.
I lost my
head. That smoothie had about as much to do with a watermelon as
it was.
You know,
nothing.
No, hold on. Nobody ever goes into a burrito joint. Go. You know what? I could use a smoothie. No, the only thing that's going to be smooth is the shit leaving your ass.
Oh, you were there.
I'm aware of its work.
It has a great body.
Oh, you go to a smoothie place for a smoothie.
I know this place is trying to be all things to all people,
but it's being zero.
Yeah, well, that smoothie was a zero.
They should have served some fresh watermelon. They would have been ahead of the game.
Yeah, and they would have been out of luck because it was Black History Month.
Just saying, out of all the reasons to march, watermelon's not one of them. But all right, so, that was nice though. We went from a diaper story and shitting to a diaper story.
Oh, excellent. Full circle. Then...
See, people don't realize how good I am at this.
And then...
Yeah, I know. I don't beat to your drum. I'll fucking go when I want to go, woman.
Fine.
What, there's more?
There's more.
There's more? But wait.
There's no more.
Wait, no, come on, there's more.
All right. A Louisiana man who admitted to tricking... God damn it. An old Jew admitted to being blind.
That's what he tricked the old Jew?
No, he admitted on his own free will.
Oh, all right.
A Louisiana man who admitted to tricking a healthcare worker into changing his adult diaper by pretending to be disabled has been charged with attempted human trafficking for allegedly pulling the same stinky stunt. How do you smuggle people in a diaper? We'll have to read more.
That's
a big-ass diaper.
Well, it's a lot of poo. Mm. Rutledge D's the fourth. Makes it a little more classy.
Did he poo with his pinky up in the air? That's what I know.
No, he pooed with his fingers on his nose. Rutledge Diaz IV, 31, of Metairie, was arrested last week after detectives investigated a text message in which he claimed to be engaged in alternative therapy and offered to pay a babysitter to change his diapers. He allegedly posed as a younger man with special needs and tried to recruit the victim to solicit other babysitters to care for him, state police said in a statement. between laughs. Deese was arrested at his home Thursday. Charged. Well, Mr. Hillock said I have to, you know, make it my own and write the story. So I'm taking the constructive criticism. Deese was arrested at his home Thursday, charged with one count of attempted human trafficking and booked into the Jefferson Parish Correctional Center. Because he was a naughty baby. In November 2019, you're right there. Don't spit on the computer.
I'll try not to.
Swallow. If you're going to spit on the chair. It's not absorbent.
I've heard that sometimes before.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
Date two in NIAC. In November 2019, he was charged with 10 counts, each of sexual battery and human trafficking, after authorities said he posted fake ads online to lure unsuspecting healthcare workers. I'm here for the diapers. Yeah. Investigators found that Deese used social media ads to falsely claim he was seeking home health care for his 18-year-old brother, Corey, whom he described as mentally and physically handicapped. He then posed as Corey while allowing the care provider to change his adult diaper and obtain sexual arousal under the false pretenses of being handicapped, police said at the time. The victim eventually became suspicious and discovered that Deese had made up Corey. In December 2020, Deese pleaded guilty to the charges and was placed on probation. But you know what? When you change a baby's diaper, sometimes they get excited. Why does it make a difference? Corey is an adult, too. So, I mean, I can argue this guy has special needs. I mean, I read the story. This guy has special needs.
I'll say. Yeah.
Yes, he certainly does.
All right, so what's the problem?
How?
Why change your name?
No, he's pretending to be like his brother so that he could have somebody come in and take care of him.
But why not say you're a 31-year-old mentally challenged person?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's the needless lying that pisses me off.
That's what bothered you?
That's what bothered me. There's no need to lie like that. I'm 31 years old. I need my diaper changed. I have a disability. And let's see what happens.
Oh, God.
What?
No.
Why? Is it hotter when it's 18? Maybe that's how they lure him off. Maybe the young disability boy.
It might be hot and steamy in that diaper, but it's not hot.
Hey, let's give the guy credit for being able to play way below his age. I mean, you were an actress. It's not easy.
It's not easy.
So, I mean, this guy's playing a teenager as a 31-year-old. I mean, we haven't seen this since 90210. A little applause.
No applause for this.
I applaud.
No, I
See,
do
you know,
not applaud.
You're a hater. That's what we've established. You are a hater.
I totally am. But
I support the arts.
What I don't get? How is this?
Dirty diapers?
I do not get dirty diapers.
Well, dirty diapers. Scat play is a whole nother realm.
Oh! Yeah, no.
And you know what?
Line.
I don't know for a fact or personally, but I think you can probably pay someone to do that, and they're not going to blow the whistle on you.
Go on.
That you can get them to change your diaper.
I believe for a fee,
just the same way that he's getting tricking people who are actually legitimate healthcare workers to do it, because mm-hmm. he's paying them too.
Write this down. 15 years, you'll do it for free. Write it down. And you don't even have to pretend to be a little
15
punk.
Years.
Well, I mean, I don't 15 know.
15 minutes.
All right, fine. You know, I was giving you a little credit there. But at some point, there's going to be diaper changing. See, and I hope there's some sexual arousal for you.
Well, that can't beat that. But you see,
you don't have to. She's there.
This is what I'm saying. If you want to do this.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, and who doesn't? There are ways to get it done without getting yourself arrested.
So you're upset that he created extra work.
I'm not upset.
Not upset about it. If you want to play with your own poo, go right on ahead.
Well, no, he wants somebody else to play with his poo.
Well,
yeah.
All right.
But don't make that face. They know they're coming to clean up poo. It's not like they showed up going, you told me this was just going to be a wet diaper. You said nothing about poopies.
No. The whole thing is just that he's doing this to get off. It's
yeah.
We're doing everything to get off. You brought Mr. Helix here to impress him on how talented you are in the hopes that he will be so taken by your talent and beauty that tonight he will take you home and you will get off. We all do
and
something
you
to get off.
With my diaper, yeah.
So, I can't tell you how many times people have said to me after I'm done talking, where do you get off? I can't tell you how many times.
Yeah. And you can tell them.
I get
them.
That a lot, too.
Yes, yeah, sorry.
But wait a minute.
No, the point is, you're doing this.
Get off my diaper.
It's under false pretense, or it's...
Because he lied about his age.
No, because He lied about the fact that he's trying to get off, not just get...
He left it out. It's not a lie. It's an omission. Listen, who amongst us
has an omission?
Who amongst us hasn't been have our private swept by a little breeze and go, woo-hoo-hoo. You know, it happens. You know.
A little upskirt action. But sure. The thing is that nobody else was involved.
I got to tell you right now, I'm wearing a diaper and I'm slightly aroused. And I brought you here under false pretenses.
We have to go.
I should have said originally that's why we were doing the
unless,
show.
Unless the other party is agreeable to it, then you're not talking.
I know she is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What? We're all on the same page. I know.
That. Thank you.
And good night.
But these poor unaware healthcare workers. Maybe they weren't. They didn't know what they were getting into.
Oh hell no!
No, I know that.
And listen, it only takes one yappy one Karen to complain. We're all just having fun here until somebody gets sprayed with an errant peepee.
How does it turn into human trafficking, though?
I don't know.
I didn't understand.
Maybe because people were coming across state lines under false pretenses. That could be, but I don't know. I didn't get that from the story, but it's the New York Post. So why would I?
I know. It's like that. I have questions.
Yeah. No, I agree with
you. I have questions. What happened to make it human trafficking? I mean, it's human disgusting, but it's not.
Unless when they throw out the diaper, it gets carted off to another state where the dump is. Pun intended.
Where the dump is.
But so otherwise, I didn't get me. Stop.
Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is why see why our brain is scattered after 3 hours with this. Yeah, this guy gets it.
He does. He gets it all the time.
he understands what poor Joe and I have to deal with. We're your vacation for 3 hours.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's just a weird story.
No, yeah.
I agree. I don't understand
unless
why.
It's the thrill of tricking somebody, but then again, that's just as,
That's really underhanded.
I agree.
Not just, immoral. It is illegal,
Apparently. Yeah. I learned something.
Yeah, it's fraud, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you hire
How many people don't lie about their age?
It's not about age.
That's not
the fraud part.
No.
Yes, it is.
How so?
He's clearly disabled.
Yeah.
But he's not.
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
Well, mentally, maybe, but...
Well, that counts. Don't you discriminate against the mentally disabled.
Oh, he knows better.
I don't know if it's disabled. It's
he nurtures it.
I think it's a fine line between perverted and disabled, and I think he leapt over it with a pole vault.
He said, listen, I have a fine line in my pants. Baby, one changey.
Oh, God. It's just... I mean, listen, people have kinks, and I don't want to be calling up people about whatever they get.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If this is what you want to do, there are those out there who will do it.
I was listening to Howard Stern,
and
I think there was a line.
Knock yourself out.
And I will tell you the line, and then we'll take a break.
Okay. Right.
So I was listening to Howard Stern, which I don't listen to all the time, but they have the Whack Pack. We all know the Whack Pack. They're freaky groups. So apparently in the Whack Pack, there's one of these people that likes to vomit on women, and nobody will have it done. Nobody be like you said there'd be a kink for and he will wait on New Year's Eve, that's just Christmas. He waits for the girls to go outside and then after they puke he rolls around in it. But apparently he's offered to pay people.
Wait a minute, he wants people to puke on him or he wants to puke on people?
No, he wants women to puke on him. That's his fetish. His kink.
Oh, okay.
And he can't get people to pay to do that.
Neither one of those is really, pretty cool, but
who are we to judge?
But I was just who was the puker and who was
so the maybe this yeah, guy confused. Maybe this guy can't get somebody to change his diapers. It's possible.
Oh, too fucking bad. Boo hoo, first world problem. I can't get someone.
Did you know
my
how
diaper.
Did you know how unfeeling your husband is? Well,
I know.
He's
very
really
cold.
Harsh about the scat.
I draw
makes
the line.
A stand.
I draw the line.
And then rub your ass on the carpet just to make sure it stands out.
Out on the front lawn. I drag my ass across the carpet and the front lawn.
We will take our last break on that. come back, we'll do some scamming scammers, and that's why you have that chair. On the break, we have new music from Charlie Pace with Pink Boa Man and Ray Ramone with Dangerous, and you can learn more about both of them. Stop it. Stop it. It's a new chair. No. Give me rolled up paper, please. I need to swat her on the nose.
Roll up that newspaper.
Yeah. This is what I deal with. Or bad pip.
Spread it out on the floor.
Do not scoot your ass across my chair. Stop it. It's a problem. You can learn more about both them at deucemusic.com.